B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Nun Ches. We're going to start the section of Maseches Psochim called Pesach Sheni, the second section, which deals primarily with the halachas of Korban Pesach. We know that on the 14th of Nisan, in the afternoon, everybody in Klal Yisrael brought a Korban Pesach. They didn't everybody have to bring their own individual Korban Pesach. There would be groups and families that would be listed before the Korban Pesach was actually shechted. We're going to learn about that. And everybody had to be listed and belong to a group that was associated to a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was shechted in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and it was eaten in the night. Leil Seder, the night of the 15th of Nisan, is when everybody would eat the Korban Pesach. It would be shechted on the 14th in the afternoon. Now the order was, we know that every single day there would be two Korban Tomids, one in the morning, which corresponds to our Tfilas Shachris, and another one which corresponds to our Tfilas Mincha that was brought in the afternoon. And we're going to learn now at what time of the day the Korban Tomid was going to be brought. And one of the main halachas that we have to keep in mind is that even though no korbanos were allowed to be brought after the afternoon Korban Tomid, known as the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim, however, Korban Pesach is different, and it had to be brought after the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim. The source for this we're going to see when we learn Daf Nun Tes. And during the whole year, on a regular day, the Korban Tomid, even though it could have been brought earlier, we'll soon see how early, but earlier in the afternoon, they would delay it somewhat in order to give people time to bring the korbanos. Nedarim, nedavos, people would come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring their korbanos, and you're not allowed to bring korbanos after the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim. So they would delay the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim, allowing people time to bring their korbanos. On Erev Pesach, we had the opposite issue, that the Korban Pesach, which everybody had to bring, was not allowed to be brought before the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim. So they would make the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim earlier than a regular day in order to allow time for the Korban Pesach to be brought after it. There's another halacha we have to keep in mind, and that is that before eating the Korban Pesach, it had to be roasted on a fire, as we've learned previously in this Masechta. When would they do that? In the afternoon of the 14th, they would shecht it, and then they would roast it, and they would eat it in the evening. However, roasting the Korban Pesach was never allowed to be done on Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach happened to be on Shabbos, then they would have to shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. That is the time, you can't delay that. But they would wait till nightfall, till Matzah Shabbos, till the night of the 15th, and only then they would roast it. And there's an issue we're going to have to discuss, whether we're concerned that in the meantime, the meat is just going to be lying around and it's going to get ruined because meat that doesn't get roasted and just gets left around could get ruined. That's one discussion we're going to have. And when Pesach itself is on Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is on Friday, then all the Korban Pesachs had to be roasted and finished being roasted before Shabbos. On a regular year, they would roast it on Erev Pesach afternoon, and they could continue roasting it on the night of the 15th. You're allowed to roast a Korban Pesach on Pesach night. You're allowed to roast, cook, bake on Yom Tov. However, if it was Shabbos, then the whole of Klal Yisrael had to finish roasting their Korban Pesachs even before the onset of the night of the 15th, which means that they needed even more time on Erev Pesach to prepare the Korban Pesach, and that could have been reason why they would set back the time of Korban Pesach even earlier, and that would mean that the Korban Tomid would have to be brought even earlier in the event that Erev Pesach was also Erev Shabbos. There's one more introduction which we've discussed in earlier Shiurim when we were learning the earlier Masechtas, and it's very important that we remember. We're going to be discussing hours, the 6th hour, the 7th hour, the 8th hour, the different hours of the day. This must not be confused with what we call the Shois Shavois, which is our 60-minute hours, of which Some are part of the day, some are part of the night. That means there's always 24 hours. That's always true. There's 24 hours. But on our clocks, it's not necessarily true that 12 hours are day, 12 hours are night. It depends what time of the year it is. If it's the middle of the summer, the days will be longer, the nights will be shorter. If it's the middle of the winter, the nights will be longer, the days will be shorter. However, when it comes to halachic hours, and this applies also to Shabbos, this applies to Tefillah, to Kriyas Shema, that the hours we're discussing here, the halachic hours, the shois zmaniyos, as they're known, means that every day is split into 12, and every night is split into 12. Exactly when the day starts and finishes, when the night starts and finishes, are sugyos we're going to learn later on in Maseches Pesachim. We've learnt about them in Shabbos a little bit. But however long the day is, in a summer's day, where the day is longer, then we split the day into 12, and every hour of the day, of a summer day, is going to be longer than 60 minutes. And in the summer, the night hours, which are going to be shorter than our 12 hours, there might only, on a summer night, there might only be 10 hours in the night. And then according to the Torah, if you split those 10 hours into 12, every hour of the halachic hours is less than 60 minutes. In the winter, it will be the other way around. A halachic hour of the winter day is going to be long, and the halachic hour is going to be short, and the halachic hour of a winter night is going to be long. So all the hours we're discussing here are talking about a twelfth of the day, or if we're talking about the night, it's the twelfth of the night. Not talking about the hours on our clocks. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Tomid, the Korban Tomid, and we're talking here about the second one that was offered every day, the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, the one that was offered in the afternoon, was Nishchat B'Shmoina Omechza. On a regular day, the whole year, it was shechted, and in the 8.5 hours into the day, which means halfway into the ninth hour of the day, that's when it was shechted. The Korav B'Teisha Omechza, and it was offered, it was shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and it was offered onto the Mizbeach. It took time, it took about an hour from the shechting to prepare the animal to be offered onto the Mizbeach, and an hour later, B'Teisha Omechza, which is halfway into the 10th hour, 9.5 hours into the day, is when the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim would be offered onto the Mizbeach. That's a regular day. Continues the Mishnah, Ba'arvei Psochim, on Erev Pesach, where everybody had to shecht their Korban Pesachs after the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, then they would offer the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim earlier. What would they do? Nishchat, then the Korban Tomid was not shechted 8.5 hours into the day, rather B'Sheva Omechza, it was shechted 7.5 hours into the day, V'Korav B'Shmoina Omechza, and it was offered onto the Mizbeach 8.5 hours into the day. Now, up until this point, it's across the board. There's not going to be any machlokes whatsoever. That on a regular weekday, the Korban Tomid was brought on, was shechted b'shmoyne omechza, 8.5 hours into the day, and on Erev Pesach, on a regular weekday, they brought it back by 1 hour. And now the Mishnah is saying, bein b'choil bein b'shabbos. The opinion of the Mishnah is that on Erev Pesach, they would bring it back 1 hour, not only if it was a weekday, but even if Erev Pesach himself was Shabbos, and on Shabbos, there are no Nedarim or Nedavos, so there's no reason to delay it whatsoever. As we said before, there's an issue with the fact that since it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed to roast it on Shabbos, and we don't want the Korban Tomids to be lying around too long. So that's a discussion whether that's a reason to delay offering the Korban Tomid. But the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, irrespective of whether it was a weekday or whether it was Shabbos, we bring the Korban Tomid 1 hour back, which is 7.5 hours into the day. And this is going to be a discussion. There's going to be one opinion that says that the Korban Tomid on Erev Pesach, that was Shabbos, is 8.5 hours into the day. We're going to have another opinion that says it was 6.5 hours into the day. We're going to see that later in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Chol Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos. If it's also Erev Pesach, also Erev Shabbos, which means everybody has to have shechted and roasted their Korban Pesachs by the end, before the end of the day, then Nishchat, the Korban Tomid, was shechted B'sheish U'mechtza, 6.5 hours into the day, which is actually the earliest possible time one's allowed to offer the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tomid, sorry, V'korav Sheva U'mechtza, and they would offer at 7.5 hours into the day, they would offer the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim onto the Mizbeach, V'Pesach Acharov, and this is true in the whole Mishnah that the Korban Pesach was only going to be offered after, or shechted after the Korban Tomid. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mina Hanemili. What's the source? Where do we know this halacha from, that the Korban Tomid on a regular day was shechted b'shmoina u'mechtza? And it was brought up, it was offered onto the Mizbeach, b'teisha u'mechtza, 9.5 hours into the day. Which means the hour starting 8.5 hours into the day, between 8.5 hours into the day and 9.5 hours into the day, that was the hour that was allotted for shechting and preparing and offering the Korban Tomid. Asks the Gemara, Minoa Namili. And the Gemara is going to have two answers to this. The first one is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Omer Kroy, it says in the Pasuk, Es hakeves echo tase vaboiker. The Korban Tomid shel Shachar, the morning Korban Tomid, is brought vaboiker in the morning. Ves hakeves hasheni, and the second Korban Tomid, the second sheep, was brought tase bein ho arbaim, between the erevs, between the afternoons, between the evenings. That means this bein ho arbaim, arbaim is like two types of erev. That means the part of the day where the sun is setting, which is when the sun is in Meiriv, is on the west, it's split into two. And bein ho arbaim, between the two erevs, that's when you bring esakeves hasheni, the second korban tomit. So the Gemara explains, Chilkuhu lebein shnei arovim. If you take the 6 hours of the afternoon, of every afternoon, you've got 6 hours there, split it into two, and put the Korban Tomid exactly in the middle. How long does it take to do the Korban Tomid? 1 hour. So what's the hour exactly in the middle of the 6 hours? It's between 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after. So 2.5 hours into the afternoon, if the afternoon starts, for example, 6 hours into the day, then 2.5 hours into that is 8.5 hours into the day. An hour later, that's the hour that you'd prepare the Korban Tomid, then from 9.5 hours into the day till the end of the day is another 2.5 hours, so the Korban Tomid is exactly in the middle. Chilku lebein shnei arovim. Base shoyis u'mechtza lekan, 2.5 hours on one side of the Korban Pesach, of the Korban Tomid, shtei shoyis u'mechtza lekan, and 2.5 hours on the other side. And the hour it takes to do the Korban Tomid will be in the middle. V'sho achas lasi, also 1 hour to prepare the Korban Tomid, and that is the source, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Tomid nishchat b'shmoina u'mechtza. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rava. Rav is asking a big question on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that we learnt in our very same Mishnah, Ba'arvei Psochim, on Erev Pesach, where everybody had to shecht the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomid, they would bring the Korban Tomid back. They would do it an hour earlier. Ba'arvei Psochim nishkat b'sheva u'mechtza, v'korav b'shmoin u'mechtza bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. We saw in the Mishnah, Erev Pesach, irrespective of whether it's a regular weekday, not including Friday, or if it's a Shabbos, then you bring the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day. According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it's a pasuk that says that you have to bring the Korban Tomid exactly in the middle, 8.5 hours into the day. Then what permission do you have to bring the Korban Tomid back just because you have to shech the Korban Pesach afterwards? Elo Omar Rava argues with Rabbi Shua ben Levi and says that mitzvosoi, that min haTorah, the time to do the Korban Tomid is mitzvosoi de Tomid misheyinotu tzloli erev. As soon as it's called erev, as soon as the shade is on the east, which means that the sun is already on the west, then that is the time that you can already bring this Korban Tomid, which is 6.5 hours into the day. My tama, What's the source for that? The Omakro, it says in the Pasuk, Beinu Arbaim, that the Korban Tomid is brought during the evening hours. Me'idna de Maschil Shimsha Lemairiv, from the time that the sun starts moving to the Mairiv, to the west. Hilkoch, B'shayim Mois Hashon, and therefore all the regular days in the year, De'ikon Adorim Unadobis, you've got all the other Korbonis that Klal Yisrael have to bring, and even though we try and do mitzvahs at the first opportunity, Zrizin Magdimin L'mitzvahs, as we saw at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, but over here you have reason to delay the Korban Tomid, because all the people want to bring their Korbonis, and you're not allowed to bring any Korbonis after the Korban Tomid, and therefore we delay it. And that's why the whole year we delay it by 2 hours, and you bring the Korban Tomid only 8.5 hours into the day, not 6.5 hours into the day. What's the source that you cannot bring any Korbanos after the Korban Tomid? The Rachmon Omar, the Pasuk says, and the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'ha'ish alam izbeach tukad boi lo yisichbe, V'eir oleo ha'koin eitzim baboike baboike, V'orach oleho ha'oilo, that every morning they would set up the Mizbeach, they would make a new fire, a new bonfire there, and on it they would bring the Korban Tomid, and on this, that means beyond, past the time of the Korban Tomid of the morning, they would offer up all the fats of the Shlomim, and they would make all the Korbonis. Because no Korban was allowed to be brought before the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. The very first Korban every day was the Korban Tomid, as was the very last Korban every day, the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. But the Gemara says, from the fact that it says, V'hikte oleo chel v'ashlomim, that after bringing the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar from the morning, you put all the other Korbonis on it, that coming to tell us, oleo chel v'ashlomim v'omar mar, oleo chel v'ashlomim, oleo hashlim kol ha'korbonis kulam, that all, from we learn from this pasuk, that all and every korban must only be brought, and may only be brought, on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, which means post-Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, but not post-Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. As soon as the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim has been brought, no more korbanos can be brought. And therefore, Ma'achrinon Lei, therefore the Chachomim said, in order to give people time to bring their own korbanos, we delayed the Korban Tomid Tar Tishoi 2 hours, and Midrabonon, Vavdinon Ei B'Shmeino Mechta, and they bring the Korban Tomid, they shecht it 8.5 hours into the day. However, Ba'arvi Pesachim and Erev Pesach, De'ika Pesach Acharov, that the whole Klal Yisrael have to bring the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomid, as we're going to learn about when we learn Daf Nun Tes, Kodminon Lei Shoachas, then they bring the time that they shecht the Korban Tomid, they bring it back 1 hour, Vavdinon Lei B'Sheva Omechza, they shecht it 7.5 hours into the day. Chol Erev Pesach Lio is Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is also on Erev Shabbos, that means if Erev Pesach was on a regular weekday, it's 7.5 hours into the day. If it was Shabbos, it's 7.5 hours into the day. If it was Erev Shabbos, and then you have to roast the Korban Pesach before the end of the day, Chol Erev Pesach, Lios Erev Shabbos, De'ikana Mitzliyos, so you also have the mitzvah or the requirement to roast the Korban Pesach, the Loidochi Shabbos, because you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and by the time nightfall comes, it's already Shabbos, because Erev Pesach is on a Friday, and therefore, Mekminon Le Adine, we bring back the time of the Korban Pesach to the earliest possible time, B'Sheish U'Mechta, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and straight after that, you start with the Korban Pesach, giving everybody time to shecht and to roast their Korban Pesachs. And this is a big discussion, the Gemara says here, and that's the way we've explained it right through, that the earliest time to bring the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tomid, sorry, is 6.5 hours into the day, and it's a little bit of a discussion exactly why not from Chatzos. The Gemara says that as soon as the sun starts moving to the west, and that's a few seconds after midday, why do you have to wait another half an hour after midday? And that's a very big discussion. There's a Rashi here, and the Tosfos, and Rabbi Kivega here on Rashi, but we're going to keep it simple. Dinei, that means the earliest possible time. Practically speaking, one is not allowed to bring the korban tomid shel ben arba'im before 6.5 hours into the day. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going to discuss a little bit more the halachas of Erev Pesach, which are on Shabbos. We saw in the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach, they bring the Korban Pesach an hour backwards, and instead, they bring an hour backwards, and instead of shechting the Korban Tomid 8.5 hours into the day, they shecht the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours in the day, and the Mishnah says, Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, it doesn't matter whether Erev Pesach is on a regular weekday, Sunday through to Thursday, or if it's Shabbos, the Korban Tomid is brought at 7.5 hours into the day. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Now we're going to see that it's not so straightforward. And we're going to start with the Braisa, and the Braisa is going to be very vague and cryptic, and we're going to have three opinions in the Amiroim how to understand the two opinions in the Braisa. The Braisa is going to tell us Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and there's going to be three Amiroim, Abaya, Rava, and Rabba, who are each going to have their own explanation to the cryptic statements in this Braisa, and depending on those opinions as to whether our Mishnah that says that Erev Pesach on a regular weekday or on a Shabbos, the Korban Tomid is brought on 7.5 hours into the day. If it is that only Rabbi Shmuel, is it only Rabbi Akiva, or could it possibly be both? So let's see the Braisa. The Braisa says like this: Kesiduroi b'choil kach siduroi b'Shabbos. The same time that the Korban Tomid was brought in a weekday, it was brought on Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. We don't know what's Choyl, what's Shabbos, when are we talking about? We're talking about Erev Pesach, we're not talking about Erev Pesach. The Braisa doesn't say much. The Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kosiduroi be'erev Pesach. That means when it says that Siduroi of Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Kosiduroi be'choyl, Rabbi Akiva says no. The Sidur of Shabbos, the time of bringing on Shabbos, is the same as Erev Pesach. And again, it's cryptic. They don't tell us what they mean. Maika Omar, what is it talking about? Says the first opinion. The first opinion is Abaya. Omar Abaya. Hochika Omar, this is how you have to understand that Braisa. Kesiduroi b'choil, when Rabbi Shmuel said, Kesiduroi b'choil, at the same time that the Korban Tomid is brought on a weekday, it doesn't mean a regular weekday, which a regular weekday we know, Tomid nishchat b'shmoyin o'mechza. There's no discussion about that. No, he's talking about b'choil b'erev Pesach, which everybody agrees that on a regular weekday, Erev Pesach, we brought the Korban Tomid an hour back. It's brought 7.5 hours into the day. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying, kesidurei b'choil b'erev Pesach, the same way as Erev Pesach on a regular weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day, kach sidurei b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. When Rabbi Shmuel says, kach sidurei b'shabbos, what it means is that on Erev Pesach on a weekday and Erev Pesach on a Shabbos is the same time at 7.5 hours into the day. That's how Abaya explains Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's not Kesidurei B'choil, it's not like Erev Pesach on a regular weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day, rather kesiduroi be'erev Pesach shechol yeis be'erev Shabbos. It's the same time as erev Pesach, but which erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, which is erev Shabbos, and erev Pesach, which is erev Shabbos. We said that the korban tomid is brought back to the very, very first time, which is 6.5 hours into the day. According to Abaya, Rabbi Akiva holds that Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, is the same time as Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, and it's 6.5 hours into the day. Now, Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees you shech the Korban Tomid 6.5 hours into the day. Regarding Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, this is where we have the Machlokes. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's 6.5 hours into the day. Umas Nisin, an our Mishnah that says that there's no difference between Erev Pesach on a regular weekday and Erev Pesach on Shabbos, Diktoni, Bein B'choil, Bein B'Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, it must be Rabbi Shmuel, because everybody agrees Erev Pesach on a weekday is 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Shmuel says the same applies to Erev Pesach on Shabbos, exactly like it says in our Mishnah. But my komifligi, what would be the point of their argument? What are they arguing about as to whether if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, whether you bring the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day, which is what Rabbi Shmuel says, or 6.5 hours into the day, which is what Rabbi Akiva says. Says the Gemara, b'musafin koidmin lebezichin komifligi. They're arguing on regarding the Korban Musaf, whether it was brought before or after the bezichin. What were the bezichin? The bezichin were two spoons that were kept with the lechem aponim on the table inside the heichal. And on Shabbos, they would take these two spoons that had levoina inside it, and they would offer the levoina, they would put the levoina on the mizbeach. After that, it would be permitted for the kohanim to eat the lechem aponim from the 12 breads that had been on this table, on the shulchan, the whole week. And that was done only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they had to bring the korban musaf, and on Shabbos, they had to take the spoons of levoina and put it onto the mizbeach. The question was, which was first, which was second? And there's one added point here, which Rashi stresses, and that is that when they would put the levoina onto the mizbeach, immediately afterwards they would have to distribute the lechem aponim to all the kohanim, and that could have taken an hour. So you need an hour for the korban musaf, and you need an hour for the levoina, that means the bezichin, to take the spoons of levoina, put it on the mizbeach, and distribute the lechem aponim. You need another hour. Now, they do not need to be done necessarily before midday. They can be done earlier. We learn out from Psukim that it's got to be later on than the Korban Tomid, of the morning Korban Tomid. It's got to definitely be done before the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. We daven Musaf before we daven Mincha. The question is, what was first, what was second? So the Gemara says like this, "B'musafin koidmin mezichin komifligi." Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, Rabbi Shmuel holds, "Musafin koidmin lebezichin," that the korban musaf was brought before the bezichin, before the spoons with the levoina were offered on the mizbech, and the lechem upon him distributed. Ovad lu lemusafin b'sheish. The custom was that they would regularly do that. That the time they would bring the korban musaf was in the sixth hour of the day. After 5 hours of the day, an hour, the last hour before midday, was when they would bring the korban musaf. Ubezichin b'sheva. The hour between midday and the end of that hour, that means the seventh hour in the day, was dedicated on Shabbos for the bezichin, for offering up the levoino and distributing the lechem upon him. And since the bezichin, which was offering up the levoino and distributing the lechem upon him, took about an hour, and that was done the seventh hour of the day, then the Ovid Leila Tomid, they could only bring the Korban Tomid after that. They brought it b'sheva u'mechza, 7.5 hours into the day, which means half an hour into the eighth hour of the day. And if the Korban Tomid was brought 7.5 hours into the day, that's exactly the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Korban Tomid was brought 7.5 hours into the day. It couldn't have been done any earlier or later. It could have been done later. It couldn't have been done any earlier. And Rashi discusses why, could if the bezichin were done at the beginning of the seventh hour, which means midday, then why couldn't they do the Korban Tomid at the beginning of the eighth hour, which is after 7 hours into the day? Why do you have to wait the extra half an hour, 7.5 hours into the day? Rashi discusses that. Rashi offers two explanations, either that the distribution of the lechem aponim may have taken an extra half an hour, or that the hours we see in our Mishnah and in this whole discussion are all the half hours, 6.5, 7.5, 8.5, so we didn't want to change the times and introduce a new time. Rabbi Akiva Sova. Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that bezichin koidmin lemusafin, you could distribute the lechem aponim, you could offer up the levoino even before the korban musaf. Therefore, bezichin b'chomish, you could offer up the levoino already in the fifth hour of the day. After 4 hours in the day, the beginning of the fifth hour of the day, you could already bring up the levoino and distribute the lechem aponim. Umusafin b'sheish, and as usual, they would do the korban musaf after 5 hours of the day, in the sixth hour, the last hour before midday. And they would bring the korban tomid 6.5 hours into the day, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva according to Abaya, that on Shabbos Erev Pesach, they would bring the Korban Tomid 6.5 hours into the day. So that was Abaya's explanation of the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Maskif LaRav, Rav is asking on this explanation, Midi Rabbi Akiva Kesidroi Be'erev HaPesach Shechol Yais Be'erev Shabbos K'toni? Kesidroi Be'erev Pesach Stomach K'toni? Rav has an issue with Abaya's understanding of the Braisa. Let's read the words of Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says, and Rabbi Akiva is talking about Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, and he says, Kesidurei be'erev Pesach. It's the same time as when the Korban Tomid is brought on Erev Pesach. So Abaya explained, what does that mean? The same time as when the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours into the day. Is that what Rabbi Akiva said? Rabbi Akiva didn't say that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you offer it the same time as Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. He didn't say that. Midi Rabbi Akiva kesidroi be'erev Pesach shechol yos be'erev Shabbos k'toni, kesidroi be'erev Pesach stomach k'toni. He just said that Shabbos, Erev Pesach, the same time as Erev Pesach. What does that mean? Elo Omar Rav. Rav is going to explain like this. Hachi ko Omar. And now he's explaining the whole braisa from scratch. Kesidrei b'choil de'alma. Let's read Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Kesidrei b'choil, kach sidrei b'shabbos. So we thought that Kunt Abaya, what does it mean, Kesidrei b'choil? Erev Pesach on a weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Says Rav, no. Kesidrei b'choil means a regular weekday the whole year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Kesidrei b'choil de'alma, kach sidrei b'shabbos, Be'erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. When do you bring the Korban Tomid on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos? And if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we'll soon see you have plenty time after it because you cannot roast the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So it's done the same time as a regular weekday, 8.5 hours into the day. Kach sidurei b'Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says no. Kesidrei be'erev Pesach. The Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, is the same time as Erev Pesach, a regular weekday of an Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours into the day. If so, then it's Rabbi Akiva that says that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach has the same time, which is a weekday on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours into the day, which is what it says in our Mishnah, that Shabbos and weekday on Erev Pesach is the same. And it's only Rabbi Shmuel who says no. He says on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, you delay it an extra hour and you offer it the same time as you would offer the Korban Tomid the whole year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. But what's the argument here whether on Shabbos Erev Pesach, whether you offer the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day or 8.5 hours into the day? Says the Gemara, b'mechamir bisra kamifligi. They're arguing regarding mechamir bisra, whether we're afraid that the meat is going to get warmed up and is going to get ruined because you can't roast it yet because it's Shabbos and you have to wait till the night till you roast it. So if you're going to shecht the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day and you have to wait all that time till Shabbos, till Matzah Shabbos to roast it, then it's going to get ruined. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, delay it an extra hour. Bring the Korban Tomid 8.5 hours into the day, and then you'll bring the Korban Pesach an hour later, 9.5 hours into the day. You have much less time. Rabbi Shmuel Sovach Haishinon Nemechamir Bisra. Rabbi Shmuel says we are concerned that the Korban Pesach meat is going to get ruined from the heat, and therefore we delay the Korban Tomid, and therefore hence delay the Korban Pesach as well. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yichayshino nemechamer bisra. We're not worried that the meat is going to get warmed up and get ruined, and therefore you can shecht the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day, as you would on a regular Erev Pesach, and you'll shecht the Korban Pesach 8.5 hours into the day, and it's true that there's a little bit of time till you can roast it, but we're not afraid of the meat getting ruined. Asks the Gemara, if you're not concerned about the meat sitting around till you can roast it at the night time, nevde b'sheshu mechza. Then why are you delaying it at all? On a regular Erev Pesach, and I can understand, you don't want to bring the Korban Tomid 6.5 hours into the day, because you want to allow some time for people to bring their Korbanos. So on a regular weekday the whole year, the Korban Tomid is 8.5 hours in the day. On Erev Pesach, we brought it back 1 hour. On Shabbos, nobody brings Nedarim and Nedavis. So if you're not worried about the Korban Pesach going off, why don't you just bring it back right to its earliest time, bring the Korban Tomid 6.5 hours into the day? Answers the Gemara, Kosovar Bezichin, Musafin Koidmin LeBezichin. Rabbi Shmuel, Rav agrees, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Musaf had to be brought before the Bezichin were brought. So Ovid Lula Musafin Besheish, they would bring the Korban Musaf during the 6th hour of the day. U Bezichin Besheva, and the Bezichin they would bring in the 7th hour of the day. And therefore, Ovid Le Tomid Besheva Mechza. It means you couldn't bring the Korban Tomid 6.5 hours into the day, because let's remember we're talking about Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. On Shabbos you have the Korban Musaf to take care of, which you don't have on a regular weekday, and the Bezichin to take care of, the distribution of the Lechem Aponim, you don't take care of that either on a regular weekday, because it doesn't apply. And therefore, the earliest possible time to bring the Korban Tomid is 7.5 hours into the day. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's even an hour later, as we saw before. The Korban Tomid is brought 8.5 hours into the day because Rabbi Shmuel is afraid that the Korban Pesach that will be brought after it, if it's lying around too long, it will get ruined. Continues the Gemara, Maskif lo Rabbi Bar Ulla. Now it's Rabbi Bar Ulla's turn to ask a question against Rava's way of explaining that Braisa. How did Rava explain the Braisa? So the Rabbi Bar Ulla is going to explain. Midi kesidrei b'chol kach sidrei b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach divi Rabbi Shmuel k'toni kach sidrei b'Shabbos estom k'toni. What were the words of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel just said kesidrei. The words of Rabbi Shmuel, Kesidrei b'chol, kach sidrei b'Shabbos. The time that they brought the Korban Tomid shel ben arbaim in the weekday was the time they brought it on Shabbos. So how did Rava explain that, Rabbi Shmuel? That the time it was brought on a weekday, on a regular weekday, that's the time it was brought on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. That's on Erev Pesach, which fell on Shabbos, they would bring the Korban Tomid 8.5 hours in the day, like a regular chol. Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention Erev Pesach at all. He just said weekday and Shabbos. Where does Erev Pesach come in? Rabbi Akiva was the first one who introduced Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva said that whatever you're talking about, Shabbos, the Shabbos that you, Rabbi Shmuel, are talking about is not the same time as chol that you, Rabbi Akiva, are talking about. Rather, it's the same time as Erev Pesach. But Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention Erev Pesach at all. So Rabbi Ba'ula has got a different explanation. Hochik Toni. He says like this. And indeed, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's not talking about Erev Pesach at all. He's saying, Kesidrei b'chol de'alma. The same time the Korban Tomid shel ben arbaim is brought on a regular day the whole year, which is when? 8.5 hours into the day. Like it says, Tomid nishchat b'shmoina omechza. Kach sidrei b'Shabbos d'alma. That's the same time that one brings the Korban Tomid on a regular Shabbos the whole year. On a regular Shabbos, there's no Nedarim and Nedavis. And we would have thought, or there's good reason to say, that you can bring the Korban Tomid already a very early time, depending on Bezichin Kaidim Musafin, Musafin Kaidim Bezichin, but you could bring the Korban Tomid much, much earlier. He says, no. Rabbi Shmuel says that in the same way as a regular Korban Tomid during the week is brought 8.5 hours into the day, the same applies on Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, Kesidrei be'erev Pesach, that in the same time that a Korban Pesach is brought, that the same time as a Korban Tomid is brought on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours, it's what it says in the Mishnah. They're not discussing Erev Pesach at all. They probably both agree to what it says in the Mishnah, that Erev Pesach, irrespective of whether it's a regular weekday, Sunday to Thursday, or if it's Shabbos, you bring the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva says on a regular Shabbos, you don't offer it 8.5 hours into the day like a regular weekday, rather the time of the Korban Tomid on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Kesidrei be'erev Pesach de'alma, kach sidrei b'Shabbos de'alma. That means the discussion, the point of discussion, according to Abaya and Rava, was erev Pesach on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Barula, the discussion is a regular Shabbos. Umasnisin diktoni bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. According to Rabbi Barula, where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that on erev Pesach, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's a regular weekday, it's 7.5 hours into the day. Divrei Hakeli, everybody agrees the Korban Tomid is brought 7.5 hours. But Maikum Ifligi, and what's the point of their argument whether on a regular Shabbos the whole year you bring the Korban Tomid Shalbein Arbaim 8.5 hours into the day, which is what Rabbi Shmuel holds, or 7.5 hours into the day, which is what Rabbi Akiva holds? Because the whole year round, you could bring Nedorim and Nedovis right till 8.5 hours into the day. From 8.5 hours into the day, they would bring the Korban Tomid Shalbein Arbaim, and they would no longer be able to bring Nedorim and Nedovis. So we're afraid if on Shabbos, even though there are no Nedorim and Nedovis, you're going to offer the Korban Tomid earlier, then you might think, then on a regular weekday, you might think that you can bring Korban the Korbonis of Nedorim and Nedovis even after the Korban Tomid. And therefore, we don't want to make any changes, and we keep the Korban Tomid the same time, weekday or Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Sovag Zrin on Shabbos Otuchil. Rabbi Shmuel says we're afraid that if you make the Korban Tomid earlier on Shabbos, it might happen during the week as well, and they'll bring Nedorim and Nedovis after that. Rabbi Akiva Sovag Zrin on Rabbi Akiva says that there's no issue whatsoever. Since on Shabbos there's no Nedorim and Nedovis, you can bring the Korban Tomid earlier than you do on a regular weekday. Says the Gemara, Yiloi Gazrinon, if there's no such Gezeira, and you're not worried about changing the time, and there are no Nedorim and Nedovis on Shabbos, Nevdei Bevov Umechza, then do it the first possible time. There is in Magdim and Lemitzvahs. 6.5 hours into the day, you can start bringing the Korban Tomid, as we saw before. Then why don't you bring the Korban Tomid on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, already then? Says the Gemara, Kosovar Musafin Koidmin Lebezichin, because this opinion holds that the Korban Musaf was brought before the Bezichin. Musafin Beshesh, the Korban Musaf was brought during the sixth hour of the day. Ubezichin Bezayin, and the Bezichin, including the distribution of the Lechem Aponim, was done during the seventh hour of the day. So the earliest time that you could bring the Korban Tomid was 7.5 hours into the day. So that's the three opinions we had, continues the Gemara. Meisvei. Now the Gemara is going to ask two questions from two different brises, and it's going to be a question on either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva on one of the explanations, either Abaya or Rava or Rabba, as the Gemara is going to explain. Meisvei, we learned the following in a brisa. Tomid, regarding the Korban Tomid, shel beinu arbaim, kol ashana kula, the whole year, korav kehilchosoi, it's brought at 8.5 hours, it's shechted 8.5 hours into the day. Nishchat b'shchein, shmoino mechza, it's shechted 8.5 hours in the day, v'korav b'teisha mechza, and it's offered on the mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day. Be'erev Pesach, I mean, so far, there's no machleikus, everybody agrees with this. Be'erev Pesach, Nishchat b'zayin u'mechza. On Erev Pesach, they would shecht the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day. V'korav b'shmoino mechza. And it would be offered on 8.5 hours into the day. Chol liyois b'shabbos. What happens now if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? And this is where it's going to be complicated. In our Mishnah, we saw that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's the same as the weekday. 7.5 hours into the day. The Braisa says, Chol liyois b'Shabbos, k'chol liyois b'sheini b'Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's the same as a regular weekday. There's a discussion in the Rishonim why the Braisa chooses b'sheini b'Shabbos, a Monday, over any other day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, k'sidroi Be'erev a Pesach, then it's got the same time, not as a regular weekday on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Rather, it's brought on Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, because he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like a weekday. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, no, it's not like a weekday. Rather, Erev Pesach, that's not a weekday. What Erev Pesach is not a weekday? It's an Erev Shabbos. It's a Friday. It's not considered a regular day like a Sheni B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says that on Erev Pesach, that it falls on Shabbos, it's the same time as Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours into the day. And now the Gemara explains, Bishlei Mela Abaya Nicha. This brisa conforms completely to the way Abaya explained, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Erev Pesach on a weekday and Erev Pesach on Shabbos are the same 7.5 hours into the day. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, is the same time as Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, 6.5 hours into the day. Nicha, it's good. Elo l'Rava, Kasha. According to Rava, this brice is going to be very difficult to understand, because according to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel says if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you offer the Korban Tomid 8.5 hours into the day. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you offer it at 7.5 hours into the day. And this doesn't conform with this brice at all. Answers the Gemara, Omelach Rava. Rava is going to explain to you how to read this brisa differently. When it says in the brisa, Chol liyos b'Shabbos, k'chol liyos b'sheini b'Shabbos, what does that mean? So the way we understood it till now, Chol liyos b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's k'chol liyos b'sheini, you shech the Korban Tomid 7.5 hours into the day, as if Erev Pesach was on a weekday. Says Rava, no. Loi, teima k'chol b'sheini b'Shabbos, don't say that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's as if it fell on Monday on a regular weekday. No, say it's got the same time as a regular weekday. Not as if Erev Pesach would have fallen on a weekday. No, a regular weekday the whole year round. When is that? That's 8.5 hours into the day. And that's exactly what Rava explains. So according to this new understanding, then the brisa can be understood even according to Rava. And if that's how we're going to explain Rabbi Shmuel in the brisa, how are we going to explain Rabbi Akiva in the brisa? So Rabbi Akiva goes as follows. Rabbi Akiva oimer kasidroi be'erev ha-pesach. What he means to say is that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's not the same time as a regular weekday, 8.5 hours into the day. Rather, it's kasidroi be'erev Pesach. It's the same as Erev Pesach on a regular weekday, which is 7.5 hours in the day. And again, if this is how we are going to explain Rabbi Akiva, it conforms exactly to the way Rava explained Rabbi Akiva. Continues the Gemara with another question. Meisve, chol liyos b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, then kasidroi kol ashono kulo divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the way we understand that is that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you bring the Korban Tomid ben Arbaim the same way as you would kol ashono kulo, a regular weekday, the whole year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, kasidroi be'erev ha-pesach da'alma. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then you bring the Korban Tomid the same time as an Erev Pesach, a regular Erev Pesach on a regular weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. And now the Gemara says, Bishlei mele Rava, nicha, according to Rava, that's perfect. It's exactly what Rava says, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Korban Tomid 8.5 hours into the day. And according to Rabbi Akiva, 7.5 hours into the day. Elo l'Abaya, kasha. According to Abaya, it's how are we going to understand this brisa? According to Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel says you bring the Korban Tomid on Shabbos Erev Pesach 7.5 hours into the day, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring it 6.5 hours into the day. Omalacha Abaya. Abaya is going to explain it to you as follows. Now, when it says that Abaya is going to explain now Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, loy teima kasidroi kol hashono kulo, kol hashono, eloima kasidroi kol hashonim kulon, divir Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel says in this brisa that chol yeis b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, kasidroi kol hashono kulo, it's like the whole year, it doesn't mean a regular weekday the whole year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. It actually means that as if Erev Pesach would fall on a regular day of the week. Another day of the week. Kasidrei kol ha-shonim kulom, meaning not all the days of the year, rather all the years. That means if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then it's got the same halacha as all the other years where Erev Pesach doesn't fall on Shabbos, it falls on a regular weekday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Kiva says, Kesidroi Erev Pesach shechol yeis be'erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva is going to say that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when do you bring the Korban Tomid? The same way as one would when Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos is 6.5 hours into the day. And this is exactly how Abaya understands the Machlekes, and that's how Abaya is going to explain this Braisa. In Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.